Today on Press TV, Israel's offensive against the besieged Gaza Strip is in its 10th day. At least 227 Palestinians are killed in the attack since July 8. Medical sources say more than 1,600 Gazans have also been injured. UN humanitarian agencies say 80% of the casualties are civilians, mostly women and children. Five soldiers are killed in an attack by Takfir militants on an army base in the south of Tunisia. The ambush took place in the remote Chambi area close to the border with Algeria. Nine other people were also injured in the assault. The UN humanitarian chief says the ongoing conflict in South Sudan may lead to famine in the country. Valerie Ramos emphasized that the violence and bombing in the planting season has made it very difficult for many civilians to feed themselves. The Syrian army has made fresh gains against foreign-backed insurgents. Army units conducted a successful military operation in the western province of Hama. Media reports say government troops recaptured a big part of the city of Morek after fierce clashes. Morek is the main stronghold of Takfir militants in Hama. European Union leaders have failed to decide who should get the bloc's two top jobs. The meeting in Brussels ended without an agreement on nominees for the next foreign policy chief and the European Council president. Incumbent Catherine Ashton and Herman Van Rompuy will step down in November. The US president says Iran has fulfilled commitments under the interim nuclear deal signed in Geneva last year. Barack Obama also said he's considering the extension of Iran nuclear talks beyond July 20th deadline with Congress and allies. Talks on Iran's nuclear program are underway in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Afghan security forces confirmed the seizure of a building by government-firing RPGs at Kabul International Airport. The insurgents have apparently targeted the military side of the airport. Afghan forces returned fire as the battle between the two sides continued. There's no report of casualties so far. And the UK National Crime Agency says 660 suspects have been arrested on charges of paedophilia in a period of 6 months. The detainees include doctors, teachers, caregivers, scout leaders and former police officers. A frequency of related cases suggests paedophilia has turned into a rampant offence in Britain. There's the latest here on Press TV.